COVID-19 is spreading in Arizona prisons. As of this morning, more than 170 inmates have tested positive and 6 have died. We know that 64 correctional officers have tested positive. And last week, KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins discovered that food workers contracted by the state have tested positive as well. And he joins us now to tell us more about it. So, Jimmy, who are these food workers and what role do they play in the prisons?
These are people like Francisca Villar, who recently tested positive for COVID-19. Francisca is contracted by this nationwide company called Trinity Services Group, and she works at the Florence prison. I recently spoke with her daughter, Joanna Mendoza.
So she preps food. That's her job. You know, she has to do all the measurements for, you know, how many inmates she's going to feed. She works directly with inmates because there's, you know, inmates that are assigned to the kitchen. She also has a few workers that work alongside her. And, you know, she really likes her job. I mean, she likes working there.
Mendoza's mother grew concerned as the coronavirus spread in Arizona prisons, but she continued to work. However, just over a week ago, her mother started showing symptoms and she was diagnosed with COVID-19. She is one of at least 4 Trinity workers in Arizona state prisons to test positive. Last week, Trinity confirmed employees at the Florence and Yuma prisons had tested positive. The same week, 34 inmates, many of them kitchen workers at Yuma, tested positive as well.
Oh, so what impact, what's the impact of this latest outbreak been on the inmates there at Yuma?
Well, I talked with Amber Bixenman. Her husband is in the Cibola unit at Yuma, where it's kind of the epicenter of this outbreak. She says they have been locked down under quarantine since Friday night.
He told me that it's complete chaos inside there, and he said that they were bringing them out on stretchers, bagging all of their belongings in plastic.
And Bixenman's husband told her the medical unit at Yuma is completely overwhelmed, Lauren.
How about the correctional officers, Jimmy, at Yuma? Have you been in contact with any of them?
Yes, a correctional officer who works in the Cibola unit at Yuma said his colleagues are calling in sick more frequently every day. He said at first it was 2 or 3. Now it's like 12 or 13 people calling in each shift.
Okay, so what about the state here? Has ADC provided any more information about correctional officer testing?
The state says it is working with the U of A to get all correctional officers antibody tests, but as of right now, correctional officers are still paying for their own tests out of pocket, and the department is relying on them to self-report the results. The officers are telling me ADC is also denying them hazard pay that was promised if they work in the quarantine units. They say if ADC doesn't start paying them appropriately and supplying them with PPE, officers would be left with no choice but to walk off the job.
All right, that is KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins updating on us on everything going on in Arizona's prisons with COVID-19. Jimmy, thanks so much.
Welcome.